good morning, Monday. How are you? It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, year 26 of doing this. Thanks for being with us. Hi, Sandy Waters.
Hello. Oh, gosh. Today, if you drive the Aranacoy Bay Bridge, take it a little bit slower today. Enjoy. Savor every moment on that Bay Bridge.
Yes, because it will be your last time over it for till December, probably, right?
November 1st.
November 1st.
So tomorrow, they're swinging open the bridge for boaters.
Yeah.
Boating season is officially on starting tomorrow.
Is it?
And I did not realize how passionate. Oh. I guess I did realize. Maybe I forgot how passionate people get about that darn bridge.
It's an inconvenience. It turns a 5-minute drive into a 20-minute drive.
I know.
For some people, you know.
If you read through Facebook, people are just not happy.
Every year there's a debate about, oh, let's put a tunnel there. Let's put a bridge over it so the boats can go in and out all the time.
What would it take to make that permanent?
Millions.
They spend millions on everything else. I mean, we'd spend, you say millions.
They spent millions just down the street where, you know, at that other place. They know that
this
in the park.
This is like that thing in your house that you're like, no, I got to put it off. I don't have the money for it.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
like
you're buying a million like other things. That, you know, it's like you ignore the roof because the roof is going to be, you know, a lot of money.
Yeah.
You need a roof.
Yeah.
But you don't want to deal with it because it doesn't give you that sweet satisfaction.
But you do need a vacuum cleaner, and that's cheaper, so let's get that.
Well, no, I'm saying you still spend a lot of money on other things that aren't, you know.
I know. Yeah, so that swing's closed or for the road and open for the boats on April Fool's Day tomorrow.
Crap. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Batten down the hatches in your house. Nothing ever happens in my... Actually, the big April Fool in my house is that my family is leaving to go to Florida without me.
Without you.
Now, can I just bring something up? This is the last 2 days, and then you did it to me this morning. Oh, my God, you're so lucky. You're going to have the whole week to yourself. My wife's been telling me this. She hit me like 3 times over the weekend with it. Aren't you so lucky? Aren't you so happy? You're going to have the whole house to yourself? I'm like... No, I'd much rather go to Florida, where you guys are,
well,
and there's a pool, and there's a beach. Yeah, okay, and no. And you said that to me. Do you really mean it? Like, oh, I can't, I want to be you?
Yeah, now you'll be able to, like, work more next week. Tomorrow after tomorrow, you'll be able to stay later. You'll have nothing, nobody's home.
Except a dog.
Look.
Yeah,
look at the look he's giving me.
Yeah. No, it's weird, because I've got stuff to do that I can't do when they're around. And when I do it when they're around, then I get yelled at because I'm not around. Do you ever get that feeling?
You'll have the bed to yourself. You can starfish it at night.
Oh, for
it's
once.
It's your bed.
For once. You can
sleep
in my bed. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to. I'm just going to miss my girls. That's all. And, you know, having been to the same place where my in-laws go every year, I've been going for the last 25, 30 years, whatever. I know what they're going, they're, you know, I know what it's like when you wake up in the morning and what it looks like and what it smells like and the pool and the favorite chair and then the beach and the little breakfast bar on the beach. It's, oh, God, I want to be there so bad. But
You weren't invited.
I
so
wasn't
there's
invited.
No room. No room.
I wasn't invited. I wasn't even thought of. And then my wife complains, oh, I can't believe I got to do this. I got to bring my nieces down, and now I'm going to have 3 girls under 12. And I'm like, they're going to take care of themselves. They're going to play with Ellie. They're going to have a best time.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You're going to be
they're
able
both
to,
girls or
yes.
nieces, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be helpful.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be helpful.
And they love, like, when Ellie comes over and plays at their house. It's like
they're like little mommies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's going to be easy.
So stop fake complaining that, oh, I got to go to Florida.
Well, she can't be like, I'm so excited because, you know, you laid on thick with your drama, too. I'd love to be there. So, of course, she's trying to play it up like she doesn't want to go.
Preemptively, she's been bringing it up. And then you brought up this morning. I'm like, are you in cahoots with my wife? Are you trying to make me feel less bad that they're going away and I'm not?
Everybody knows, like, nobody wants their family to leave. Nobody wants their spouse to go on a work trip, right? We all love our spouses and our family, but there's a part of us that's like, oh, God, now, like, it eliminates a lot of responsibility. Like, my husband's going away at the end of the month, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to miss him, of course, but now it's like, fantastic. Check off the list. Don't have to make dinner. Love it.
She's not going to eat for 3 days. It'll be fine.
Bed all by myself. Love it. I mean, I think we all do that.
So you have to uncover the little nuggets of hope and happiness that outweigh the real bummer that you're not going to a warm place with a beach. You have to look at the bright side of
yeah, you're
the
staying
things.
With all of us.
Yeah. All right, you, what's up, Monday on 98.9 The Buzz? Spaziano and Sandy, last day of March, March 31st. Here we go. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters right there. What's up? How am I looking
April
today?
April Fool's Day tomorrow. Be careful.
How am I looking?
Oh, yeah. No, not very good. So when I saw this, I'm like, I totally thought of you.
What?
Because you have issues with growing facial hair. I can't even see your facial hair. It's all gray now.
Yeah, I take it. I like to take it down to just a little nubby.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you have said on the air that you struggle with growing a full beard. Have you?
Yeah.
You've never been able to have a full beard.
Nothing's changed. It's from sideburns down. I can't do that. So the sides of my face. I can just do my chinny chin chin.
How self-conscious are you about that? Or insecure are you about that?
Well, I've always wanted to try a full beard.
Yeah.
But they'd call, if I was a pirate, I'd be half beard. There's half beard, the pirate.
So again, how insecure are you about that?
Not too bad. Not too bad. After
you gotten over it?
Yeah, after a while, I'm like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize how insecure you guys are about your facial hair or lack of. To a point where they're saying beard transplants have tripled. Since 2020.
Wow.
Since 2020, beard transplants have tripled.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I call me dumb. I've never even heard of beard transplants.
Well, I had a hair transplant done years ago, and it turned out really pretty good, actually, where they take individual hairs from the back, figure like a crown, the back crown of your head, like the back hook. And then they put it on top where it's missing. I would assume that's the same thing. They take it off the back of your head where it's the strongest, and they put it in your face.
The top of your... No, I don't think so. The top of your hair is different than your beard hair, isn't it? It's a different kind of texture, isn't it? You can't... No.
I don't know. I think hair is hair.
I don't think so. I don't know if I agree with that.
Mm. Where are they transplanting it from then, Sandra?
I'm not sure.
Okay, then.
I don't know.
Where else are you going to get it from?
Well, maybe the little bit of beard you do have. That. No, because then that... Does it create a patch? No, because that can grow back. I think they would...
No, it can't grow
is
back.
Is beard hair the same as your flowy hair? No.
Head hair. Well, you never let the beard hair go longer than, you know...
No, but there are some men who let their beard grow long. And it doesn't feel the same as their hair. Not that I've touched. I mean, I've never run my fingers through a man's long beard. And I think I'm okay with that.
All I know
but
is
I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something.
Each individual hair has a little plug, a little follicle that it has to grow. And that's why it's so elusive. Because it's not just a thing. It's a whole mechanism that has to work in conjunction with tiny capillaries and things like that. Things they learned. So to get a beard transplant, it's a bit extreme for me, I think. Unless you're really, like, unless you got, like, zero chin and it's, like, weird or so. I don't know. Why would I want to get a full... I do envy guys that have, like, you know, that full, you know, full shade. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. A little bit. But then I'm
so,
like...
For a beard hair transplant, the hair typically is taken, yeah, from the back of the scalp.
Yeah, yeah.
From the back of the scalp, closely right. matching the beard hair in texture and thickness.
Mm-hmm.
The scalp has... Okay. Well, I don't know. I thought it was different.
That's where they took
in some cases, they take it from the hair from the neck, chest, or under the chin. See, I would think under the chin is best. Your chest. I don't know. How am I missing... Okay, anybody have a long beard or your man does? What does it feel like to run... Do you run your fingers through their beard?
Only if you need to find some food.
Ew.
If you were scavenging.
Like, I would be nervous. No, you joke, but I would be nervous to run my fingers through. If Danger had a long beard, uh-huh. I'd be like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I want to find.
He tried a beard every so often, hasn't he?
Yes, but he doesn't let it grow long. Right? Because you can't run your fingers through. Are you following me here? You can't run your fingers through. Yeah.
I saw a guy where he had a full beard, right? Good, you know, 4 or 5 inches down, like that.
Yeah, like that kind of beard.
Yeah, and his wife taped him shaving it off with a razor, and that dude looked so handsome after. I mean, he had the square jaw, the whole thing. Like, why are you covering that up?
I always thought
beards were meant to like enhance the negative.
To hide something.
Yeah, right. That's all.
Anyone considering a beard transplant, tripled since 2020, $4,000 to $9,000 it'll cost.
Is there an age group that's doing this?
I don't know. Well, probably younger then, because you are just reserved at, you know,
I'm just done. Yeah.
You're not going to even try.
I need a new roof and windows before I need 10 grand for a beard. Was it going to be 2 windows and half a roof?
But if your wife says she has a thing for guys with beards, you absolutely would jump in that beard chair.
Yeah, I would ask her to pay for it. You want it, you pay for it.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've done it yourself, 818-2899, but we jump on these trends where parents go viral at their kids' expense. And now this latest trend, I feel like it's backfiring for a lot of parents. The majority of ones that I've seen, I'm like, oh, okay, that was sweet. That was good. That almost like gave a little pat on the back for a lot of these parents. But a few of them, I'm like, oh, God, that's not good. Backfire.
Yeah.
Fail. So it's called the Cookie Challenge, where you get 3 people. It's like you and your spouse or whatever. 3 plates in front of you guys, your kids in the middle, and then it's like one by one you uncover your plate. So it's like, oh my gosh, mommy got a cookie, and there's a cookie on the plate. And then the little kid opens up, you know, uncovers theirs, and it's 2 cookies. Oh my gosh, you got 2 cookies. And then the last person uncovers their plate, and there's 0 cookies. And then you see what the kid will do. If the kid will share or not, that's the test.
Right.
And now teenagers are doing it with their dad because sometimes the dads are oblivious. You know, they'll eat the last piece and they don't care.
Right, exactly.
So they're trying to trick their dads. But some of these that I've seen, it's like the kid is not sharing. Mm-hmm. And even though the parent pretends to cry or whatever, the kid is not sharing.
Right.
And everybody's laughing, whatever. But I'm thinking, like, is that a poor reflection on the parent? Is that a, like, oops.
Because they didn't teach their kid to share?
I don't know. Or is it just kids are kids and it's just funny what they do and the parents are good parents, but the kids are just...
Yeah, right.
So did you do it with Ellie? Because I told you to do it with Ellie.
No, I apologize. I didn't, and I totally blanked on that. I have to go buy cookies and that's why I forgot. I'll be honest with you. I will get them today and tape it. If I can get my wife and my daughter to stop for 1 minute before they leave for Florida.
Or did you not do it? Did you not prioritize it because you were scared of how your daughter would react?
No. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to try to predict now how it will turn out. I'm going to predict that we're going to do this cookie challenge where 3 of us will sit there, unveil the plate, and whoever doesn't get a cookie, my daughter will definitely offer a cookie. She does it all the time.
Aww.
When I crack open a thing of little bites, they're called. They're like tiny little muffins. Mm-hmm. That's her thing, right?
Yeah.
She's like, Daddy, do you want one? I'm like, oh, I love you. Yes. And I'll actually sometimes ask, and she'll be like, oh, yes, here. Boom. So hopefully.
Yeah, see, this is something to brag about, to post that video.
Hopefully.
I have a good kid.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're denied, why would you post it? For the funny.
Well, okay. So, right? Well, I don't know, because I'm seeing more parents post the sweet, oh, my kid's sweet, than parents that are not. So, and there's no way that every kid is going to share their cookie.
No.
Kids are kids. They're in their own little world.
Cookies are cookies.
they're cookies, yeah, right? Man. They immediately will eat it. The few parents, I only saw like really a very small handful of parents who share the ones where their kids aren't mm-hmm. sharing the cookie. Mm-hmm. And it was actually funny because like this one little girl that I saw, the one, that video that I showed you, she's practically hugging her cookies. And what's going on? Her little brother comes in and she's like, Daddy didn't get cookies. And she's chewing on her cookies.
Still didn't matter, right?
Totally. Like, Dad's pretending to cry. And she's like...
I was wondering with that video, what the dynamic changed with another kid, with two kids. And he only did it with the one little kid. But the other kid's like, well, about me? She jumps into the shot. I wonder how that changes the dynamic.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't even know if I like these. I don't know if I...
If you like did it with your 20-something
trends, these
daughters.
Videos that... I don't know if I like these videos that put kids to the test.
If you put
Yeah, I don't know. There's a series of videos where parents just try to be funny at their kids' expense. I don't know if I like it.
Remember I did it with a scary-looking teacher picture? Remember that one?
I know. It's so cute, but then it's so wrong at the same time. I did it, too.
I know.
But if your daughter's now at, you know, teenage and 20... If you did it to them, do you think they would share? Listen, I'll be honest with you. You did it to us on Fox Rochester 13 WHAM on Friday. You wouldn't tell me about it. You brought out these three things. I was confused. I don't know. What's the point? And by the time I'm like, well, what's the point? You're like, you didn't share. I'm like, whoa. Wasn't even thinking. I couldn't figure out what was happening. And
I don't know I don't know. I would think every parent wants to say, yeah, I think my kid would share. I don't know. But try it today and let us know. Tag us in your video. So it's three plates of cookies and one person doesn't get any. See if your kid shares.
98.9 The Buzz.
All right. As you get up and ready to go to work, for those of you who feel like you're just stretched way too thin, doing a lot more than you signed up for at work, this may shock you.
Okay, it's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Bazan and Sandy on this Monday. We're going to see warm skies. It's like 60 right now. I'm going to get a little cooler by later today. There's some rain.
I was totally shocked. I was surprised by this because it doesn't feel this way. Mm. So I don't know. Apparently, studies are showing that we're actually working less. In 2019, full-time workers mm-hmm. averaged 44.1 hours per week.
Mm-hmm.
Even though 40 hours a week is a full-time mm-hmm. job, everybody put in a little extra. We were working 44 hours per week.
It's back in
2019.
Yeah.
By 2024, this decreased to 42.9 hours per week. Workers age 35 and older are working approximately 1 hour less per week compared to 2019.
Uh-huh.
Those between 18 and 34 have seen a reduction of nearly 2 hours per week.
Wow.
This translates to at least an extra week off per year for full-time employees.
Is this just because everybody's stressed and slacking, or is this because of things like artificial intelligence and better software programs and things like that? Is it the technology that's giving us some time?
I think our employees want us to work. I think we're slacking. So they're saying it could be, and if you can relate to this in any way, 818-2899, but it's saying a lot of people just don't have that passion and loyalty for the company anymore because we've been, I don't know.
COVID. COVID, right?
Like so many companies just will drop you so quickly. We're hearing it all the time, right? So that loyalty and passion is gone. I mean, mm-hmm. just generationally, we grew up, you work for one job, and it's great if you could stay at that one job till you retire.
Right.
That's not a thing anymore. No. It's like, how many jobs can we get on our resume? And I don't know. I don't know if there's a clear, defined reason why.
I'd like to see.
Other than that.
Yeah, I'd like to see the fact that AI and you know, better technology and computers and having everything in your hand is slowly but surely giving us our time back, right?
Maybe. Or we're just that. I don't know. The way this study was written, it was like we're not as motivated. we don't care as much.
I
What is the most outrageous excuse for getting out of work early? Anyone have a good excuse? 818-2899 or how you took a shortcut?
There's always the, you know, kids and pets fallback is always a good one.
Oh, my God. That is so your excuse all the time.
Well, it's a fact.
You take advantage of the parent excuse. You do. Admit it.
I make up half days just so I can get out of here.
I know you do.
Yes, absolutely.
There have been times where you're like, I got to go. And then the next day you come in, you're like, oh, okay, so my nanny sitter got Ellie off the bus. And I go, oh, my God, you lied to me. You blatantly lied to me.
No, I've never lied to you when it comes to taking care of the kid.
Yeah,
like okay, so here, is this an excuse or is this a reality?
What?
All right, so tonight is, this is Monday. We're going to go to sleep tonight. And then tomorrow, my wife and daughter are going to leave for 7 days for Florida, right? And she asked me if I could take her to the airport. And I'm like, oh, I'd like to see you because I'm not going to, like, tonight I'm going to go to bed and then I'll never see you for a week.
Right? I'll never see you again.
I'll never see you for a week. All right, I won't see you for a week. So, like, she's like, well, if you can't take me in time, can you at least be home to say goodbye? And I'm like, Sandy's not going to like that. Because you got to leave by 10.
Oh, God, don't make you leave all the time the minute the show ends. You're always peace out while I'm knee deep in work.
Yeah, okay.
Don't tell me Sandy's not going to like that. Oh, I've been dealing with it for 26 years of my life.
All right, let me do this. Don't worry about it, Sandy. I'll just let them go to Florida and I'll never
see them. Wait, what time? When are they leaving?
They got to leave the house by 10.
I don't care. Go see your family.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I should stay here and do stuff and miss them. What if they, what if they perish in a plane crash? Because
I would say that is a good excuse. I would encourage that.
Oh, okay.
But your other excuses are nonsense.
Half days, make them up. Hi, the buzz.
Hey, I've got some input on that whole working less thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I've been in management for almost 10 years now, and through COVID, the management mentality has shifted to the fact that, like, our work is always going to be there.
Yeah.
So why are you doing 45, 50 hours a week? Go home, be with your family.
Oh, so it's you guys, too, that are pushing more work-life balance?
Yeah, it makes our employees happier, which makes us more money in the long run anyway. So.
Oh, it's good for
If only every company would pick up on that, you know?
I tell my employees, I'm like, don't kill yourself. Don't come in on Saturdays. Work your 40, and then on Monday, the work will be there again.
Yeah.
You're a good boss. I want to work for you. What company do you work for?
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hawk Collision and Frame.
All right. Give it a ding, man. Yeah.
Are you hiring? If anyone's looking for a gig, are you hiring? Okay.
Always hiring.
All right. Sounds good.
And, we appreciate you.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks a lot,
too,
man. Appreciate the call. See ya.
How about somebody just messaged us? I can't come in today. My cat got stuck behind the fridge, and I have to wait for my neighbor to help me move it. Now, I don't know if they're just... It was just like a message. I don't know if they really mean it or if they're just making up excuses. Would I believe that one? I don't know what happens. I do hear cats get like high.
They get in weird places.
Stuck in weird. Yeah.
Would you like, if it actually happened, like your dog ran off or something like that? Would you be like, my dog ran off, I can't, or like I lost my dog or my dog is something?
Because back in the day, I would say, no, there is no excuse. I would show up to work no matter what. Like anything and everything, nothing is going to stand in my way. But now I thought it was age. I thought it was with age. I was like, yeah, okay, I got to prioritize my family first and other things. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Maybe it's everybody. I thought it was just me. But maybe it's all of us that we're just, like he said, work will always be there.
Work will always be there until it doesn't want you anymore.
Anyhow, most outrageous excuse for getting out of work early. If you have one that you'd like to share, feel free. 818-2899. You can reach out to us on our socials as well.
Shout out to our friends at Cooper Vision. Want to say hi to them. They're listening this morning.
Oh, hi. Hey. Okay, so next week, you'll have the chance to win a treatment for mom, a spa treatment at the Spa the Del Monte for mom. I want to give you a heads up. Now, because next week we're going to give it away. April 22nd at 4:30 is our appointment. So we're all going together.
Oh, so can you imagine?
It's going to be so much fun.
Hello. Welcome to the spa. Mm-hmm. I'm Sandy, and these are all of our Buzz fam. And they all won. They all won. We're all going to go in on this together.
Yes. We're all having our treatments. We're sitting, hanging out in the sanctuary together.
Mm.
Going to have our treatments. Then you can enjoy the Spot the Diamante sauna and showers.
You know, I always wondered something. I mean, I've been there a couple times, right, over my time, maybe five, six times. Can you buy one of those robes that you always try, you know?
Yes.
Oh, you can.
You can. You absolutely can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, their spa robes are amazing. But anyhow, so a heads up. I bought one for my daughter, actually, because she always took mine. So that was a Christmas gift one year. So next week, your chance to win Mom a spa treatment. April 22nd, check her calendar. Don't let her know, though. It would be cute if it was a surprise.
Pull her out of work or tell her there's a doctor's appointment or something, right?
Or if you are a mom and you need a spa day, I know it sounds weird to talk about Mother's Day already, but it is coming up fast. I mean, it'll be here before you know it.
It certainly will, yeah. Okay, sounds good. So stay tuned. All next week, we're going to be giving those away?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to The Buzz to win for you, Mom, or Mother's Day, or your mom.
Well, if you weren't paranoid about crime before, you will be now.
Oh, nice. Does that put you in that same category? Huh?
Are
you?
You've
always been paranoid about crime. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pisiana Sandy here. Happy Monday. Warm start, 60s.
It feels good.
Yeah, but we're going to see rain until about later today, and then might get some cloud or sun later on.
Extreme things you've done because you're so darn paranoid. Anybody? What is the craziest thing you've done? My dad has 9 cameras around his house. I go, Dad. He goes, every corner. So, warning, that is not the house you want to mess with.
Or just even drive by.
Right. He's got his eye on the entire neighborhood. There's so many cameras.
See a little, like, little machine guns hiding in rocks that come pop up and blast people?
Little pellet guns, yeah.
Pellet guns.
Yep. Anyone else? I'm sure my dad isn't the only person who has a gajillion.
Yeah.
So it was, this is crazy. So police said around 11 p.m. Thursday night, 26 cars. 26?
Come on.
Cars were broken into at Legacy Senior Homes in Brighton.
Oh, man.
So that's, it makes you, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes you scratch your head. Like, first of all, God, you are some horrible human being if you're now going to prey on the poor elderly.
Yes. I hope your tallywhacker rots off and you rot in hell.
How the hell does 26 cars get broken into without anyone noticing or hearing or...
Well, they all had their hearing aids out.
Oh.
And then they only drive them on, like, Sundays, so... Right.
Well, somebody tell me, because I've seen the sign. I know where it is, Legacy Senior Homes in Brighton. But is this one of those assisted communities where it's just like they're independent living, or are there like people, employees who work there? Does anyone know? 818-2899.
Yeah.
I saw on the comments, too. This is what I'm very intrigued about. Mm. Everybody has a strong opinion when you hear these stories. And this isn't the first, and this isn't going to be the last, sadly.
Yeah.
But somebody comment, in Brighton, is anywhere safe anymore?
No.
And I'm like, hold up. This is why I have motion-activated dash cam records inside and outside of my car. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. First of all, anyone have a dash cam on their car? That's like this person is so paranoid about crime that she has a dash cam now on her vehicle, and she's surprised that it happened in Brighton. Apparently, it was supposed to be protected in her eyes.
It's funny because, like, remember when everything started, the Kia boys were stealing all the Kias and all that stuff and Hyundais and whatever, and that's the thing, which still happens, but everybody tried to get the club, you know, for their steering wheel. If you gave me a choice between the club and a dash cam that's motion activated, I'd take the club first, even though I'm into technology. What the dash cam does is it captures the event. What it doesn't do is prevent the steal.
Yeah, you just get to watch them steal your car?
Yeah, I mean,
it finds them.
Does it?
I don't know.
I doubt it finds them.
I don't know if I would pay for a dash cam.
I mean, the only way I would use a dash cam would be like for if I'm driving a lot, like my wife should have one, like her company should have one in her company car. for, you know, any accidents that happen or, you know, incidents like for insurance because it's not her car, right?
Oh, my God. I would feel so weird if I was driving a company car and they're watching my every move when I was driving. Yeah. I don't like that. Does it point at her or just out? And
she doesn't have one. I'd just say it makes sense.
If I do these dash cam.
No, most of them point out, yeah, out, you know, outward in case.
FedEx drivers, UPS, Amazon, do you guys have a dash cam in your car? Does it point at you? No. Because no. That would be weird. That would be creepy. That's like the neighbor who has their camera pointed at your house. Which I know that happens.
Why would you point a camera at the neighbor's house unless it was covering your property?
Well, you know, like it's in your house is in the point of view. My neighbor, he's told me things before that he's like, I'm not watching you. I'm just watching the area. I'm like, yeah, okay, you can see what I'm doing.
Oh, I guess my Ring doorbell does point across the street. But I blacked out like there an area of like their driveway and their front door because every time they would pull into their house, it would go off.
So you can't see what they're doing?
No, it's like a sensor bar. You can actually draw a specific little area.
Oh, you can? Oh, yeah, my neighbor. I don't think every neighbor does that, draws the sensor bar. And then you just watch your neighbors. Anything funny you captured on your Ring doorbell that the neighbors were doing? And what if you do find? What if you do discover something incriminating? Do you, like, what do you do with that?
What I would do is I would blackmail them, hold it against them, and get something I want.
Is that what you do?
Hey, remember that time when you had your mistress over and the dude was just going to be up
by? Just send him a text, like, look what I saw.
Yeah.
I could unsee this.
Uh-huh. If you blank.
If you, yeah, what would you right. want from your neighbor? Yeah.
Give me your lawnmower. I will take it and use it anytime I want.
Your lawnmower? That's what your neighbor has that you want? You're not really playing along. You're trying to be sarcastic and funny.
Well, yeah. I mean, you'd probably want some. I don't know what I'd want from my cross street neighbor.
What would you want from your neighbor?
He's got a pretty sweet smoker.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, I'd want
there
that.
You
yeah,
go. Because you got the knockoff. You thought you were getting the legitimate one. And then your wife bought you the knockoff.
No, it fell apart. So now I have a little electric cabinet one. So, but his is better. Yeah. He always wins.
Anyhow, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
they're still looking for, if anybody has it, you know, the police always say this, if anybody has information, let them know.
That's over at the Legacy at Clover Blossom Senior Homes.
Yeah. All right, coming up on the show, we got to get to a jerker justified.
Mm-hmm.
Lying to your kid to get them to do what you want. This woman is going viral because of the lie she told, and we will decide if it's jerk or justified.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY. Jerk or justified.
It's going to be hard. Seriously, because we all lie to our kids. Come on.
Well, I know. Now you have to decide, is it jerk or justified to do so? Lying to your kids to get them to do what you want. So this woman is going viral, and a lot of people are throwing a lot of hate because she's lying. Marketing expert. She's a marketing expert.
Oh, there you go.
Nicole Ramirez, and she calls her 2-year-old son Declan. Declan, that's a good name.
It's a cool name.
D-E-C-L-A-N. Declan.
Yeah, Declan.
A very picky eater.
Uh-huh.
So instead of arguing with him, she said, she, in her words, rebrands dinner.
Marketing expert.
She's like, I do this for a living, so why not at home too?
Okay.
So she goes, what's the big deal? I think we all do this. It's not salmon. It's beach chicken.
Beach so chicken.
He gets so excited for beach chicken. So she posts this, I think on LinkedIn of all places. And the comments, the takeaway was a mixed review.
Yeah, right.
Some people expressing concern that Declan might question his mother's credibility in the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Lie to your kid.
Oh, my God. I know the struggle is real. I can't get my daughter to eat cereal. It's like, it's the thing that kids eat. Kids eat cereal.
What does she want instead?
Eggos.
Oh, okay.
Cream
I thought
of wheat.
There was going to be some extreme.
No.
Something.
I'm like, you know, I'm like, come on. You got to try. It's like, it's sugar milk. I call it sugar milk. She's like,
it's not working?
No.
It's still not working.
Doesn't
sugar
work.
Milk, huh?
No. I'm like, it's like candy. If you just crunch on it, you used to eat Honey Nut Cheerios by the fistful when you were a little baby. Why aren't you eating them now? She's like, nope. Talk to the hand, Dad. Don't want anything to do with that. Jerk justified to lie to your kid? Absolutely yeah. justified, I say.
It's justified.
I do.
When I saw this, I was laughing because not only have we all, like, I've been there too. We've all been there.
Oh,
I still, my kid's, you know, 20 and I still lie to her. You know, what's in here? You know, whatever. I'm going to say beach chicken now.
Beach chicken.
I thought of you immediately too because I know this is a struggle in your house.
It's real. It's real.
But what about the parents who say there is a good number of parents who would say, no, don't lie to your kids because it does build this, you know, lack of trust.
Mistrust.
BuzzFam Kimberly messaged us and said, absolutely justified. Uh-huh. I used to put pureed carrots in my daughter's SpaghettiOs. Uh-huh. She always told me the ones I made tasted better than the ones her grandma made.
Nice.
Now she's 20 and we laugh about it.
That's funny. Good idea.
I've never
hid food in other food.
You haven't?
Not yet. No.
Oh, I think the doctors tell you. I remember my pediatrician would say, just try to hide it in there. But of course, my kid, she picked up on it. She would pick up on it. Justified, call it what you want, but parents have been doing this forever. It's not deception. It's survival.
You know, I always worry about my daughter, like, malnutrition. Like, I just gotta eat something that's good for you.
Right. You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Thank God for gummies. I think that's what's keeping her alive.
Wait, what kind of gummies are you talking about?
Oh, no, vitamin gummies.
Jeez.
818-289. No, gummies for me to deal with it. And vitamin gummies for her to get healthier.
Right.
Let's take the calls. Here. Hey, good morning, The Buzz. How do you call this? Jerk or justified?
It is totally justified.
Yes, it is.
You liar.
All the time.
Yeah.
Now, is food the only pass a parent would get to lying to their kid?
Oh no. I lie about all kinds of things.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah, me too.
And sometimes you have to get them to do what you want without a big fight.
She wanted to go to the mall to see the Easter Bunny. I'm like, mall's closed on Mondays. Can't.
Oh, God. You know.
I did. So we went to the mall, and there's no Easter Bunny yet. It's like, ah!
Oh, there you go. It's a little premature.
Can I have this toy at Walmart? No, you know, we can't. Mommy's broke this week.
Yeah, exactly.
Mommy's broke? I don't know.
That's not a lie. That's a truth.
That's a truth. I don't know. I've done it too. I'm right there with you. But now when I read through some of the comments expressing, like, you know, it is about trust and you're making your kid question if you're being how truthful you're being. I was like, there's something to that.
Sliver.
You know what? My kids are teenagers now and they don't. I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and you
can
even be like,
I mean, I used to tell my little one all the time when he was little, I was like, don't you eat that because I don't want you getting big and strong. And every time I turned my head, he'd shove the food in his mouth.
Yeah, reverse psychology. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good one, Mom.
And you know what? He likes different foods now.
Just because of that.
So I think it's totally justified.
Okay, thank you. That's great. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. And I got to use it. I don't use reverse psychology too much. I got to think about that. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, jerk or justified to lie to your kid?
It's totally justified. And you know what? I get where the parents are coming from, where they're saying we're, you know, building mistrust.
Uh-huh.
But are those parents not lying about Santa Claus?
I don't know what you're talking about. Is there an age cutoff then?
You know, I don't know. I mean, eventually the kids are going to figure out when they learn to read.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's like, hey, man, remember the beach chicken thing? Nah, you know, I just got to eat your food. You know, joke, joke, nudge, nudge. Not like, mistrust, Dad, I don't trust you anymore. You know?
I mean, when they get to school and they can learn to read, they're like, hey, that's not beach chicken, that's a salmon.
No, your kid looks like the dumb kid in class. I had beach chicken last night.
The beach chicken are up there swimming upstream this week. Goodbye.
I don't.
Thank you.
That's going to be embarrassing.
I know.
That will be embarrassing.
Yeah, you got to fix the beach chicken thing before they get to school. Hi, The Buzz.
Right.
Good morning. Jerk justified. Thanks for holding. What do you think?
I got to go with justified. I mean, you got to do what you got to do to get your kid to eat.
Right.
Okay, so funniest lie you told your kid.
Oh my gosh, I would have to. So it actually backfired on me. But when our oldest was younger, he wouldn't eat anything green. So we're like, oh, no, you don't understand. This isn't like that. Well, he ended up eating broccoli and then projectile vomited, like, everywhere.
I guess I didn't agree with him.
but I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Thanks, okay. Man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, bye.
I don't know if anyone's going to call up and say it's jerk. I think our listeners... We're okay with lying. We get it.
You know what? I almost kind of feel the people that are giving people, you know, grief about that don't even have kids that are commenting.
Oh, you know
about
what?
That.
That's a good point. I wonder.
Yeah, right? Hi, The Buzz. One more. Can we put a nail in this coffin or are we going to get a jerk? Hi. Go ahead. What do you got? That would be you. Hello. Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. First of all, I want to say that I believe it's justified. And second of all, I want to say that all the people that said it was jerk, I just have two questions. Number one, did you never tell your kid, like, here comes the airplane? Are you really feeding them an airplane? I don't think so.
That's funny. That was funny.
Okay, right? It's funny, yeah.
Are you really feeding them an airplane?
I don't have trust in my parents.
I think you've done it since the dawn of time. I think it's been happening.
You know what I mean?
So I'm just saying, I mean, really. It's not like a blatant bull-faced lie. It's just, you know,
it's a little
encouragement to eat what's good for you.
So it's totally justified then, right?
Yeah. Totally justified.
Here we go.
Justified.
Thank you.
Imagine
my 30-year-old's in therapy because dad pretended he was serving him an airplane through his mouth.
Or justified.
98.9. Oh, that made my day. I love that. Good morning, Monday. What's up? It's coming up at our 8 o'clock hour on 98.9. The Buzz. Cinderella is not invited to the ball this year. For all four number one seeds have broken through to the Final Four. Duke versus Houston, Florida, Auburn, all number ones coming into the tournament, and that is just boring. Boring!
I'm very impressed, everybody. I'm very impressed that you knew that.
Watch the Auburn game yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Why? What were you? You were that bored?
I got sick of watching Honolulu, Reno, something on, you know, where they fix houses in Hawaii. I got sick of that.
You don't look like the basketball watching type guy.
Thank you.
Are you really into March Madness?
I just had, for some reason, I kept missing. I'm like, I got to watch at least a game. Oh, God, we're down to the, you know, last couple of games here. Let's watch one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's, yeah.
That was the game. A good game?
Yeah. Very good game. Yeah. Well, Auburn won. If you wanted Auburn. Tommy from The Rock called Friday after the show, and he was like, he's so into March Madness, he's taken over his entire life. I don't know.
Tommy, I feel bad for your girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, who are you? He goes, Auburn. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm rooting for Auburn, so I guess I'll watch the Auburn game. Thanks, Tommy from The Rock. Appreciate it. Good Buzz fan. And speaking of Buzz fam, we're going to be hooking you up all next week.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. So the ladies of the Spot the Del Monte and I, we all went to lunch and we're like, okay, what are we going to do this year for Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mother's Day is like 20 some odd days away from now, but start thinking about Mother's Day, right? And we're like, okay, we'll do the surprise random people. I'm going to go out in the spa bathrobe and hand out gift cards. Okay, that's good. But we should do something else. And then we were all like, well, let's have, and I've always wanted to do this, to just go to the spa, like a bunch of us just go have a spa treatment together.
All
not in the same room,
time.
Obviously, but we all go at the same time.
Yeah.
And the ladies were like, that's great. That's perfect. Let's do it. So next week, we'll give you the chance to win that. You'll play last caller standing with us. And then those who win, We have our spa appointment already booked, ready to go. It's blocked out for the Buzz fam. It's April 22nd at 4:30. That's our spa appointment. So if you play next week and you want to win this for yourself or for mom, just make sure April 22nd at 4:30 is open on your calendar. And yeah, it'll be so nice. Just enjoy it.
Good stuff. Get ready to win all next week.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Eastsiders specifically? Why do you do this every time? Mm. When we, as Westsiders, get really excited about something and we're like, yeah, this is so great, you swoop on in and you rain on our parade and poo-poo our idea and rob us of our joy.
Because it'd be no fun.
Why do you do that? Just let us, just keep your thoughts to yourself for just a quick second.
How did you determine Eastside was throwing West Side shade? How did you determine this?
Because it was all on the comments. And I'm like, okay. I don't like it. Anyhow, this is what we're excited about on the West Side. Boscov is coming to the mall at Grease Ridge.
Boscov's, yes. They're the new department store.
Yes. America's largest family-owned department store is how they refer to themselves, opening up at the Mall at Grease Ridge. They will occupy the space where Burlington was, because Burlington moved to a different location of the mall. So they're going to open up that space, and then they're going to extend out. I mean, this is going to be massive.
Oh, they're taking up, like, not only Burlington, but, like, both sides of that, too, right?
Yes.
That's why Route 21, closer, isn't that near there, too, and all that?
It'll have a full service candy counter where fudge in a variety of flavors is made daily.
That's it.
How cool
I'm
is
done.
That?
God bless it. I'm sold. I will shop there now forever.
You're going to come to the West Side?
Oh, touch my pearls. Yeah.
Don't say that. I live on the West Side. You never are on my
side. You said it like you're going to come to the West Side.
Well,
how dare you, East Sider?
You're never here. You've even said it on the air. There's no need for me to go to the West Side.
Well, everything I've got is on my side, too. So okay, here's the deal, though, man. This reminds me of that old school feeling department store, Sibley's, B. Foreman, Macy's, you know?
I guess they tried to move into Sibley's way back in the day.
Yeah.
So, like, they've been trying to move somewhere here in Rochester.
Yeah.
So the fudge is cool, but they're also going to have apparel, housewares, furniture, and beauty at competitive prices, but they're not going to look like, at least this was what the dude said when he did his, you know, big grand opening media, whatever.
Press conference on Friday.
Press conference, that's the word I was looking for. He's like, listen, we're a discount retailer, but we don't look discount. We're classy.
You don't look like dollar stores.
Yeah, he's like, he said, and I love this quote. I don't know anything about Boscov's, how do you pronounce it?
Boscov's.
If anyone's been, let me know what it's like. But he said, I don't know about you, but I've been to other stores where you pick out something you want and buy and then have to chase somebody down to take your money. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that way. We hire knowledgeable, empowered people to serve and people who like serving and know how to say yes.
Nice.
I'm like, oh my God, that's great. So, like, customer service is really important to him, he said. We shop our competition all the time. Our prices are better.
Nice.
All right. I'm sold. I'm excited.
If it's a one-stop, right, with candy and fudge, okay, sign me up.
Open in the fall. They're going to start hiring people, about 250 people in August.
Oh, nice.
So now this is where I'm like, this is great. All these people are commenting. Oh, how exciting. People are talking about how they've been to Boscov's in other
markets,
states and they love it. But then you get the comments like this. Will people behave? How long will it stay open? Stores close on the West Side all the time. I'm like, okay.
Well,
is that what you Eastsiders really think about stores that open up on the West Side?
You hear about instances, and then we stick a pin on it, and that's it forever. We judge. That's bad.
Part of me wanted to delete the comment. Not that I have any way of deleting someone else's comment on someone else's page.
Yeah, right,
but I'm like, if the dude who owns Boscov sees that comment, they're gonna have second thoughts. Well, I don't want them to have second thoughts.
They've done their market research. They already signed the lease. It's all good. They're in now.
Don't pull out yet.
Ain't that something? Nah, I think it's great. I mean, it's a huge store. So We need that. We need a big. We need that big go-to joint. I'm not going to throw any sledge at it. Nothing.
Good. Good. I love that. Great.
Yeah.
Do you go discount? There's some people who love discounts, no. And they'll seek out. Like, you can never have too many discount stores. And then there's some people who are like, they steer away from discount stores. Where do you fall in that?
I don't steer away from discount stores. I don't actively seek out discount stores. I just go to what's close to me. I'm a guy. I don't care.
Well, you don't care about price? That doesn't even make sense just because you're a guy.
I want it. I'm going to buy it. And it's close. I'm going to go get it.
So when you go like grocery shopping or any kind of shopping, do you price check at all or do you just grab and go?
I know it's cheaper. Like I'll buy the Wegmans brand instead of the other high end, or I'll be looking on, you know, Instacart. I'm like, I'm not going to pay $2 more for that. I'm going to pay.
Oh, so you do price check. You do actively price check.
Yeah,
a little
not
bit.
Obsessive, compulsively weird, flighting from store to store to get olives because they're cheaper.
Hold on. That is not obsessively compulsive. There's a lot of people you just offended by saying that.
Cool.
That's smart and savvy.
No, it's stupid and gas wasting.
It is not stupid.
It's stupid. If you're going to save 12 cents on olives, why are you driving all over the city? What are you, crazy? What are you, goofy?
You're not driving all over. You're just kind of, you know.
No, you're starting.
Scheduling your stops.
Nah, no. Idiotic. Repulsive.
Oh my God.
Shame on you.
Okay. See, this is where the East Side attitude comes in. There you go. There it is. It's reared its ugly head.
No.
So are you going to drive to Boscov's then to save money?
No, but I'm going to go because it's cool, because it's new and it's going to feel like, listen, I'm only going because it's going to feel like the Sibleys and B. Foremans and McCurdy's that I grew up with.
Oh, it's the nostalgia.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm going.
It's not
because
of the prices.
No, I don't care about the prices.
As long are you going to buy anything or are you just going to walk around aimlessly?
If I need something, I need some dress shirts, you know, there's something like that, or menswear or fudge. I'm going to go.
Because it does feel like, you know, the way they're describing it, feels like a Marshy's or like a TJ Maxx or Kohl's, right?
No, I kind of got the vibe that it's going to be more inviting and department store grandiose-ish. Oh, I saw in the press release, or they were saying about what it looks like. We're like a first-class department store, Mr. Boscov said. We really have wonderful fixturing and appointments and decor. We're very proud of it. It's interesting. We offer incredibly low pricing, but we're not discount looking. That's the vibe I'm looking for.
I want to know what this place is going to look like. I'm excited.
I've never heard of anybody using appointments to describe interior. That's interesting.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's pretty high end, though. We have wonderful fixturing and appointments and decor.
We don't even understand it.
I know. It's got to be good.
We don't understand how you described it, but we're like intrigued.
Hey, sounds good to me, man. Sounds pretty intriguing. Get over there. Let's go.
Unlike Scotty, I'm all about the discounts. I'm all about the discount. I don't want to dig for discounts either. I don't like the Mod Podge stores where you have to like dig.
No.
In big bins. Nah, that's not my thing, even though I have FOMO because I want to take advantage of the deals. But I am all about this.
Yeah.
I can't wait. So welcome to town.
Welcome to town, Boscov's. Thank you so much for embracing Rochester finally, if it took like 20 years, right? It was back in the 90s.
Thank you so much.
The old Mr. guy was trying to get into Sibley's, you said, right?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for so much for embracing the West Side.
There you go.
The Buzz.
Are you good at keeping secrets? Because this is one heck of a secret to keep from your family. It's insane. And now, like, people are jumping on the bandwagon. It's a thing now. It's a viral thing.
It is not a viral thing, and it should not be a viral thing. And people are not jumping on the bandwagon. You are lying. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Bizzano and Sandy. I'm going to refrain my rage for moments.
Oh, would you stop rage? Come on.
It's stupid.
I could so see your sons doing this, by the way, because they're very secretive about their relationships and stuff. Like, whenever I ask you, what's going on? You're like, I don't know. I don't know if it's just how boys are, sons are.
I don't ask. You know, I don't ask. How's your love life? It's like, no.
I can totally see this happening to you.
If they did this to me, then they would be disowned.
Oh, my God. You're okay.
Say what people are doing.
It's not that bad.
What these idiots are doing.
So, people are keeping their pregnancy a secret. So, there have been so many videos that I have seen where it's like, we kept our pregnancy a secret. And then they FaceTime their parents. I'm assuming they live out of state. Like, I don't think they're like one's in Chilai, one's in Gate. You know what I mean? They FaceTime their parents, and when their parents pick up the FaceTime call, they have the camera pointed at their newborn baby, like on the way from the hospital or at the hospital.
Yeah, right, because they hate their parents.
And then you see tears and emotion, and they're like, oh, my God, and it's so beautiful. And then everyone's laughing at the end, and it's like, can you really keep your pregnancy a secret from your parents?
You shouldn't. I mean, you can. You could try. And if they live out of state, I get it. But don't you talk to them? I mean, you must hate them. Or they're like, are you trying to get back at them for something? Listen, it just seems so dumb and stupid and wrong and immoral and everything. I mean,
it's just a made up viral thing?
Yeah, it doesn't happen all the time. It's a one off, maybe a two off. But listen, if I was the grandmother, right, or the mom, and you didn't tell me that you were pregnant and you just popped on FaceTime with a baby in your hands, I would be so mad. Because as a grandma, wouldn't you want to be maternal and talk to your daughter about da-da-da?
But what if it's not your daughter? What if it's your daughter-in-law? But it's like you. Why do you have to pretend you're grandma? Why don't you be you? If your boys said, Dad, FaceTime you. Hey, can you FaceTime now? And all of a sudden, they're in the hospital holding a newborn baby.
It wouldn't sit well with me. I'd be happy for them, but I'd feel left out and let down. And like I wasn't a good parent. Like I did something where they're keeping something from me. There's no way in hell your kids should do this or anybody should do this. It cannot end up. I just can't see it.
You know, I don't think it would sit well with me either.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm a mom and I have daughters. So good heavens.
Yeah,
my daughters don't.
Right.
They would have to. Like I remember going to my mom with so many questions, you know.
Right. Who do you turn to? You don't turn to your mom. You turn to somebody else. Oh, man. It's nothing good can come out of that.
I'm sure there are people who don't live really close to their parents, and they did probably keep it. Or not that they kept it as a secret on purpose, but maybe they kept it.
They put it on the once a year check-in.
There are some in-laws that meddle a lot, and they don't want to deal with that. You know what I mean? Don't tell your mom. She's a meddler. I don't want her in my business. Wow. I could see it happening.
Wow.
Right? Anyone? 818-2899 or send us a message on social or our free Odyssey app. You can leave us a voice message too.
That's just their problem. It's that if you let your mom or mother-in-law meddle, then it's your problem. It's not her problem. It's not the mom or mother-in-law.
Do you let your in-laws know about everything? What if they are the in-laws that always have an opinion about everything, right? Because they don't mean it to be malicious. They just do. They're those type of in-laws.
It's up to one of you two to say.
Do you tell them everything you do, like you're going to buy a house? Do you clear it with them first, or do you just tell them we bought a house? We got a dog. Do you have to clear it with them first before you get a dog? That's how some people see it.
Yeah.
You don't have to clear it with them.
Yeah, no. I mean, you were having a baby. Everybody should know, right? I don't know. I'm sick and tired of people not sticking up for themselves or their families when it comes to meddling family members. You need to nip that stuff in the bud early so you don't have to deal with it. So you won't end up, you know, spiraling down into the abyss of not saying that you're pregnant and just showing a baby on FaceTime.
Listen, all these videos that I've seen, and there's quite a few. All of them, it's like the grandparents on the other end were crying, and they were just so excited. They didn't seem like they were angry.
Yeah, until they hung up the phone call and realized what their daughter and son-in-law just did.
So would you write off the family? Would you write off the son, the daughter-in-law, Scott, if they said, don't tell your dad,
don't tell your parents,
we want to make it a surprise?
I'd let them know. I would let them know. That was wrong. And I'll love my grandkid, but think poorly of you.
Oh, my. You are really triggered by this. There's not much that triggers you, but I didn't realize this was going to trigger you so much.
No, it was the last break, and then this break, I think coffee's kicking in. I think that's all it is.
What last break? What did we talk about last? We talked about the discount store. Why did that trigger you?
Yeah, no, it was keeping pregnant. I don't know, just everything. I'm just excited about everything today. This 8 o'clock hour woke me up.
Why are you so angry? What happened?
I'm not angry. It's a stupid, dumb thing for people to keep a pregnancy secret from their parents.
Oh, my God.
It's coming up on 8:33 now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to do.
You don't like this, Scott Spisano?
I'm not sure.
Come on. Sure.
Okay. All right. Your phone's listening to you. Don't worry. It won't pop up on your algorithm. It won't pop up, those videos. Or maybe it will.
It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Welcome to our Monday. And it's we're going to play a little game now. We like to lighten it up a little bit.
We have to lighten it up. Scott got a little angry a few minutes ago.
I didn't get angry. Okay? I got passionate. I had a hot
passionate.
Take. I had a hot
passionate.
Take.
Passionate.
So if I call somebody an idiot, you get all nervous?
I hope, I don't like when you do that. But I hope your sons were listening. And if not, share the podcast with them so if they have any thought of pulling that viral trend on you.
I'll just call him like, hey, happy Monday. Don't do this, guys. It's time for the Match Game on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy, play along. How would you answer? How would you think I would answer or Sandy would answer? Or should we try to figure out how each other would answer?
Well, we just first word that comes to your mind, and then supposedly because we've been working together for so long, we've all been friends for so long, we're going to match. You don't have to think about the other person because we just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So first word that comes to your mind,
right.
And does it match with us? And let us know, 818-2899. If you want to play along, you can call.
Just let me add to this. Don't comment on it. I'm going to be Richard Dawson. You be Brett Summers. That's all you need to know. Anybody who knows will get it.
Okay. Soft blank.
Easy.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Even the word blank has one syllable, and so does my answer.
Okay, so does mine.
Oh, good. What did you say?
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
You want to say it?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, porn. Oh,
damn. Oh.
Soft porn, not soft touch. Try another one.
Oh, God, you're in such rare form today. Okay. Blank body.
Blank body.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go. I'm good today. I'm right on it. It's taking... you're writing a sentence?
Well, no, I don't know. You answered way too quick. Hold on. Okay, I guess I got it.
First thing that came to mind?
Very first thing that came to your mind was what?
Beach.
Oh, beach body. Oh, I should have said beach body.
What'd you say?
I said full of.
Full of body?
Yeah, because I want my hair to be full. I don't know why.
I'm full of body.
It's just the first thing that came to my head. Okay, PG, also, of course. Well, except for, I don't know, was your first answer PG? I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. I don't know. Okay, final one. We got to get at least one to match.
All right, I'm going to try to play think it like, home. I'm going to try to think like you.
Just think, whatever, first word.
Yeah.
Blank candy.
Okay, gotcha. Go. What's yours?
Oh, my God. You're answering so quick today.
I'm on fire today, I must say.
You are.
Blank candy?
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
I said cotton. What did you say?
I wish you said cotton candy. That's smart. I said sweet. Sweet candy? I don't know. That wasn't really good. Cotton candy would have been better.
Sour candy, I guess.
I should have said sour. Who says sweet candy?
Nobody.
Okay.
Hey, have you ever had ginger drops candy?
Yeah, they're good for motion sickness. Yeah.
Oh, are they? I had one the other day. I'm like, wow, I like ginger and I like candy, but those
they don't taste good.
No, it tastes horrible. I'm like, oh God. I just ate rat poison. Hello, The Buzz. Good morning. Hello.
Okay, there's only one official answer for candy.
What's that, Phil? Full size candy bar.
You know what, Phil? I'm pretty disappointed in us because we should have said that thinking about you.
I mean, come on.
We let you down. Yeah. We let you down, Phil. You probably don't call into the show enough and say that.
My heart hurts.
Yeah, but...
There could be too much candy, too, but that's beside the point.
Well, yeah, that could give you a heart... Now when I think of you, all I can think of is a giant wiener.
Yes, if you go to the video on the on her Facebook page, you'll know what Phil's talking about.
Oh, my God. I was like, what is he saying?
He took a pee on the Wienermobile.
Yeah,
Leroy.
I got it. It's on the Buzz page, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Easter candy would have been better, too. I don't know.
Easter candy.
We dropped the ball on this game. We got to do a take two another day. Next week. Next week will be better. We promise. We love
someone
you, Phil.
Someone actually sent me a picture of a full-sized Cadbury Eggmobile.
There's a Cadbury Eggmobile?
I'll send you the picture.
Okay.
Someone sent me a picture of a full-size Cadbury Eggmobile.
Oh, my God.
Was it in Rochester?
I don't know where it was.
Wow, like, that'd be cool.
Oh.
I'd follow that one around.
It is so cool.
I'd follow that one around. Hey, are you coming in on Thursday to talk autism awareness?
I am coming in on Thursday.
All right, sounds good.
I'll be bringing full-size candy bars. I might even bring a Cadbury egg or two.
All right, sounds good, Phil. Thanks, buddy. See you then.
Thursdays, we invite you in. We have our studio audience on Thursdays.
Yeah. If you ever want to come in, come on down.
April Fool's Day is tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Be careful if you have a crazy family like I do. Also tomorrow, Jerker Justified, we have a voice message that wants to call out their neighbor in North Chilai.
Oh, thank you.
So everybody who lives in North Chilai.
Yeah. Can't wait for this.
It could be you.
Yeah.
It could be you.
Mm-hmm. The Jerker Justified happens like 7:15-ish. Kicking off the commercial-free 98 next on Spaziano and Sandy.
98.9.